Hi there, it's Alexis from Wild Blue Yonder Meditations, and I wanted to let you know that there's now a subscription option for listeners. When you become a paid member of my podcast, each week you'll get access to exclusive meditations and contemplations that cover curated themes, all ad-free. Signing up is easy. Visit tinyurl.com/WBYM-subscribe. That's tinyurl.com/WBYM-subscribe. And don't forget to opt in to receive emails from the creator, that's me, so I can keep you informed on the latest episodes. You can also check out the link in my profile wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you're balling on a budget, don't worry. There will still be free contemplations and meditations each week. Just make sure to like and subscribe to Wild Blue Yonder Meditations wherever you listen to podcasts. Thanks in advance for your support, and I look forward to practicing with you. I'm Alexis, and this is your weekly contemplation. When looking up the meaning of purity, the first two definitions start off as freedom from, and then go on to specify some type of vice or concern. It's interesting that purity is framed as a form of freedom, when it is often referenced as a type of limitation in pop culture. In thinking about purity and freedom, it can be helpful to think also of the term purify, which means to remove contaminants from, or to make ceremonially clean. Though this sounds very formal, we often purify ourselves in daily life. When we shower, drink clean water, and take deep breaths, we free ourselves from the contaminants of living a human life, which at times can prevent us from being healthy and living in alignment with our highest values. As you move through your week, I invite you to notice areas of your life that could stand for purification. What are you holding on to that needs to be let go of, physically, emotionally, or mentally? Or perhaps think about it this way. What type of freedom do you wish to experience in your life? I'm Alexis, and this is your weekly contemplation.